Okay, good morning. Today is Daf Vav. We're on today's Daf Schus for Fu Shlema for Micha Chayim Ben Sarah. So Fu Shlema Vakaruv. Okay, we are on Hey Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. We're starting on time because otherwise we're never going to finish the Daf. So we're going to start. Tanya, we're in statements of Abba Ben Yamin. So Abba Ben Yamin Omer. Abba Ben Yamin says, Shnayim shenichnasu l'hisfalel. So two people walk into the shuls. Remember, in those days, their shuls were out in the field. So shnayim shenichnasu l'hisfalel. V'kodem echad mehem l'hisfalel. One of them finished. He got up and he's done. So one of them finished. V'lo himtin eschaveiro v'yotza. And he didn't wait for his friend, and he left. And he left his friend davening there. He left his friend. V'lo himtin eschaveiro v'yotza. Torfin lo tfiloso b'fano. They tear up. Right, Ta'af Taruf Taraf, like when Yosef, they tear up his tefillah in front of him. His tefillah is not going to be makubal in front of, by God, is not going to be accepted. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Toreif nafsho bi'apo halim'ancha te'ezov aretz. So that's a pasuk in Eov, which is always hard to translate, but the way they're teaching it is that you're going to tear up his nefesh, his tefillah, with anger, because he left, katazov, because he left. The low ode, and not only does his tefillah is not answered, and the prayers are torn up, Ela shegorem l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. It causes the shchina to leave Yisrael. Shenemar, because the continuation of that pasuk in Eov says, vayetak tzor min komo, and the tzor will remove itself from its place, and tzor, and ein tzor ela kadosh baruch hu, shenemar, tzor yiladcha toshi. Right, that teaches that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source. The idea being, if you walk in and you're together with somebody, you have to wait. You have to wait for them. Okay, why? Why is that the case? So, two reasons are given, right? One, because you're going to destroy that person. You're going to destroy that person's kavana because now they're stressed that they're by themselves, right? So you have to do everything to avoid destroying someone's kavana. Probably means like speaking in shul, but he's quite not supposed to at least when someone else is davening, right? Or davening out loud, or clapping, or some people time shushing. All those things could create a distraction, chewing gum, and the other reason given is the other reason given is because you're in the fields. At those times you're in the fields, and it's scary to be left alone. The idea is not to be left alone. There are mazikin and things going on in the fields. You have to protect each other from. Right? Tosos points out that Tosos is Amud Aleph. On Vav Aleph it says, Peir Shabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, the Hayulahem bot the kniso shalhem shahayu basada. Right? Their shuls were in the fields. Were in the fields. Ulekach belaylo yesh lahamtim. Rabbeinu Tam says only specifically at night you have to wait. Because at night, it's dangerous to be left alone in the fields. The Hari, but he brings down the Ri, Hayimaachar Tfilah, so he would lengthen his davening, right? He would make sure he was the last to finish davening. I guess they didn't, wait for him for Kaddish. He would be the last to finish davening. The Im Besokach, Hayashum Adam Baba Beis Knesses, in the middle of his davening, somebody would come in, Hayimaayin Besefer Atche Gomro Tfilah, he would look in the Sefer, and this he would learn until they finished. And we should also be machmir. Rabbeinu Tam says even we should be machmir, even though our shuls aren't in the fields. There's a whole to do as to whether or not this applies to other tefillos that are only at Mariv. What about somebody who mamash walks in like last minute? Do you have to wait for him? Or the fact that he was walking in last minute, he's megal es das, that he doesn't care that he's going to be alone. A lot to talk about on that. But now, im himtin, right, the Gemara continues at the bottom, right, im himtin lo, and if you do wait, my scharo, what's the schar? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Zocha LeBrachas Halalu. You're Zocha to the following brachas that are mentioned in Perek on Ches of Sefer Yishayo. Shnemar, it says, Lu Hikshafta LeMitzvosai, if you listen to my mitzvos, V'hikin Na'ar Shlomecha, V'tzit Kaskha K'galei Yom, V'hikin Chol Zaharecha, V'tzit Se'ei Me'ayech. So if you listen, they're saying over here, Lu Hikshafta LeMitzvosai, the pasuk continues, oh, hakshafta, lu hikshafta l'mitzvosai. So hakshafta, that taich is a lashon of delaying or waiting. So if you lead it to if you wait and delay, you get peace, tzedek, you're going to have lots of children. So that's the schar for waiting. Tanya, continue with Bryce, the statements of Abba Ben Yamin. Abba Ben Yamin Omer, il mole nitna rishus la'ayin liros en kol birya yachol la'omu b'nei hamazikin. Had we had the permission to see all the mazikin, all the shadim around us, we wouldn't be able to stand because of the fear of seeing all the danger that's around us. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Inu nefish minan." They are so many more than we are. The kaimelaki kasal ugya, and they surround us like a, sort of like an irrigation ditch around a field. They completely surround us. Amar Rav Huna says, "Kol chad v'chad minan." Each and every one of us, alfa mismalei. We have 1,000 mazikin on our left, the ribavasa, and 10,000 mazikin on b'yaminai on our right. You talk about mazikin, you have to talk about the machlokas, whether or not about mazikin itself. So the Ramban and many people hold, Gemara says clear that there is a concept of mazikin. The Rambam says no such thing. Whatever you have to answer all these Gemaras. The Gra says the Rambam was fooled by philosophy. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, He tries to give an answer. He says there's a concept of zelumazeh, that in a time when you have more kedusha, you have to have an opposing force. So if there's more kedusha, you can have these mazikin and more tum in the world. As kedusha, right? So the times you had the Nevi'im, you had Baal and Abodah Zarah, you had to have zelumazeh. This in times of the Amoraim, you had the mazikin against the kedusha of the Amoraim. Today's day and age, we don't have that kedusha. You don't have that tumah. He quotes a story from Elchanan Wasserman who says that there was some sort of exorcism of a dibuk in somebody the Chafetz Chaim did. And he said that's the last one it's ever going to be because once the Chafetz Chaim leaves, there's not enough kedusha in the world to warrant having the mazikin. So take that for what it is. Arava, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Hai duchka dahavi bekala." You feel pressed. You feel like there's not enough room. You feel pressure when you go into the Yafei Kala, to the big shir, right? Minayohave. That comes from the mazikin. They're coming around. Hanu birki deshali, when you have tired knees, right? And it's minayu, that's from the mazikin, I guess, who rest on the knees sometimes. Hai mani de rabbanon devalu, the clothing of the rabbanon that get worn out, I guess even though they don't do malacha, they get worn out, michufya didu, that's caused from the mazikin again, who rub up against them. And hani kare de minakfan, these are weak legs, how's he translate that? Weak legs, that's minayu, that also comes to the mazikin. Haiman the boy the maidelu, and if you want to recognize that there are actually these don't try these things at home type things. If you want to recognize the fact that there's mazikin around you, lise kitma nihila. You have to bring some finely sifted ash, vinahader apure, and spread it around your bed. Ubitzaf from the morning chazik kair de tanagola. You'll see footprints that look like a chicken. You're going to see that. That's the feet of the shadim. But Haiman the boy lemechzinu, somebody who actually wants to see them, actually wants to see that they're there. Laisei shilyasa de shunrata, you should bring the placenta of a female cat, and the cat's born, and bring the placenta. Ukmisa bat ukmita, a black cat, the daughter of a black cat. Buchrita bas buchrita, the mother and the daughter both being the firstborn. So bring the placenta of a firstborn black female cat, the daughter of a firstborn black female cat. Vilaikle bigurie, and burn it, ulashachke, and then grind it into fine ash, vilimile einamine, and put a little bit of it in your eye, vichazilahu, and then you'll be able to see the mazikin. Now again, don't try this at home.
Yeah. No,
do it as a science fair. You can imagine that. The guy has a fine, how to find shaven. Okay.
I don't know.
Let us know.
The question is, what are you doing? You're fine.
You just want to see what they are. You want to see them. Sometimes if you see something that's fearful, you see what's in front of you. You're not as scared. Vilishte begufta de parzula, and then put the extra of the dust, that of the ash that you find, inside of some sort of iron container. Vilchatme begushpanka de parzula, and then lock it with some sort of iron lock. Right? Dilma gandimine, because maybe they're going to steal the ash from you. I don't know what they want with it. The lachtom bepume kiheka the lulitzkazik, and then close it and make sure that you I guess if they take it, they can use it against you and they'll harm you. Rav Bibi Bar Avi of the Hakeh, he did this. Chaza v'itchaze. He saw the shadim, but he got hurt. He got wounded. Bo Rabban Rachme Alevi Itse. So the Machachamim davened for him, and he was healed. So I don't understand. I don't know the concept of shadim, but what I thought might be is that. But they're at 1,000 on your right, 10,000, or the other way, 1,000 on your left, 10,000 on your right. You know, they're surrounding us like an irrigation ditch. We don't recognize all the terrible things that are out there that Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us from. Right? You don't recognize the idea that you go out in the world, you go out to see things, there are terrible things that can happen. and they're all around us, and we have to give Sheva Kvadah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, when he doesn't allow these terrible things to happen, and, you know, when they do happen, you know, they happen, and you have to deal with them. But for the most part, just like these mazikin are all around you, so too danger surrounds us, whether it's physical or spiritual, and to make sure that we say thank you when we're not damaged. That's what I said. I don't know. It's machlokas. So Tana, Rashi, had a brisa.
The Rav claims he has a relative who saw a shade in a castle in
India. In where?
A castle in India.
He saw a shade?
Or was damaged by a shade.
Damaged by a shade.
I got shade to a little bit.
Now that is a YouTube video I'd like to see.
So he's going to tell us in a couple blocks. He's going to, I think we'll play on this one. He's probably going to talk about it.
Oh, when he does for the night. Okay. So Tanya, learned another brisa. Abin Yamin. Abba ben Yamin Omer. Ben Yamin says, "Ain't tefillah shul adam nishmas ela beis hakneses." Daven in the shul, the tefillah of a person is heard better in the shul. It's actually brought down halacha. If you have a choice of daven yechidus at home or daven yechidus in the shul, better daven yechidus in, of course, daven with the minion. But the question, well, then, what about a minion in the house? And has minyan come up here also? Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Lishmoa ela rina veela tefillah," to listen to the rina, to the song, and to the tefillah. Right, the makom rina shantei tefillah, the place where they're song, where they're singing, supposed to be singing in shul. Case where they're singing in shul, shantei tefillah. That's where the tefillah should be in the shul. Amar Ravin by Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, minayin shekadosh baruch hu matzvi v'sekneses. How do we know that kadosh baruch hu was found in the batei knesios? Shneimar, the pasuk says, Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. God stands by the eda, by the adas kel. That where's everyone gathered in the shul? That's where God stands. And how do we know that 10 people of a minion that daven together, the Shekhinah is found with them? Shemar, again, Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel. God stands with the Eda, and Eda we know is 10, right? Plus 6 with Eda Hara'a Zeh, which was talking about the Meraglim, which was 12 minus 2, which is 10. Right, minayin l'shlosha sheyoshim badin sheshkina imayim. How do you know three people are sitting to judge the Shekhinah is with them? Sheneamar, the pasuk says, b'kerav Elokim yishpot. So it's really b'kerav Elokim yishpot, b'kerav Elokim here, they're talking and saying that even amongst the judges, Hashem is with them amongst the judges. The question is, well, what if you have a yachid mumcha? Sometimes the yachid is allowed to give judgment. Right, if it's a yachid mumcha, is the Shekhinah with him? Okay. Right, and if two people are sitting and learning Torah together, how do you know the Shekhinah rests with them? The pasuk says there it says in Malachi, "As nidbaru yirei Hashem ish areyu vayakshev Hashem." When they are speaking the word nidbaru yirei Hashem, when the yirei Hashem are speaking the words of Hashem, ish areyu vayakshev Hashem. Hashem's listening and he's there. So then the pasuk continues, "Vayishma vayakshev sevaz yikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem ulechosh veishmo." They say, "My ulechoshe shmo," those who are, you know, who think or make important his name. Amar of Ashi, chashav adam lasos mitzvah venenas lo asa. If a person thinks or has intent to do a mitzvah, but some onus came about and he wasn't able to perform it, ma'alav akasav ki ilu asa. It says, if he did it. Right, onus of one. So what does that mean? If you want to do a mitzvah, as if you did it. So you want to put on, had what type of mitzvahs, how does that work? Amar of Ashi, how do you know, even if it was one person sitting and learning Torah, the Shekhinah is rest with him? Shneimar, the pasuk says, "B'chol makom asher ezkir shmi," in any place where you mention my name, "Avo elecha ubrekicha," I will come to you and I'll give you a blessing. Therefore, even by one person, the Shekhinah is there. So Gemara says, "Give me achad afilu chad." If the pasuk is teaching me that the Shekhinah is even with one person, tremi boi, then do I need a pasuk or I start to tell me that the Shekhinah is with two? Kavachomer, it's going to be with two if he's with one. The Gemara says, cryptic words, Trei michtavan milayu b'sefer zichronos, chad lo michtavan milayu b'sefer zichronos. When you learn by yourself, your words are not written in the book of remembrance. But when you learn by two, your words are remembered in the book of remembrance. So what is that? So Tosfos says, sefer zichronos, klomar im acherim, ava b'sefer lavado nichtavin. So Tosfos seems to say there are two different types of svarim. There's more of a communal sefer and an individual sefer. So when you learn by yourself, you're written in your own individual sefer. When you learn with others, you're written in this greater other big communal sefer. The Meiri says differently. He says sefer zechronos literally means a book of remembrance. Because when you learn with a chavrusa, then you fight it out, and you're going to get to the emes. And if you finally get to the truth, then that's going to be written down, because that's the right conclusion. When you learn by yourself, sometimes there's no one challenging you, so therefore it may not be that you're going to be able to write down the sefer zechronos. How that applies nowadays with mesiftas and art scrolls and svarim might be yichavrusas and listening online, I don't know, but learning the chavrus is always better. Like Menachem mentioned yesterday, you know, Rav Yochanan could survive the loss of his 10 sons, but couldn't survive the loss of his chavrusa. And the Gemara continues, v'kimi achar dafil trei. So now that we know that the screen is amongst two, plus anybody, so why do I need the pasuk to tell me that when three people are judging, also the screen is there also? So Gemara says, no, because Magda team over there, they're just sitting in judgment. Dina shlom ba'almahu. You would thought that giving judgment is just to provide peace in the world, to judge and to adjudicate. But the low ask Shechina, but the Shechina is not going to come. Kamash malon, the dina nami ani Torah. Kamash malon, even a din is limud Torah also. The kimiachar dafil t'lasa sarmi ba'i. So then why do I need the idea, if I know three, why do I need the pasuk to teach me about 10? So asara kadma Shechina v'asei. T'lasa adi yasfei. 10 people, God's waiting for you. Because he knows that people are coming. God is waiting for you. He's going to be there before you. He's going to be there with you. Tulasa adi yasa, where three people sit, and two of you, or two, or one, Hashem waits till you actually sit down and start, then the Shekhinah descends. Next. Amar of Avin bar Ada, Amar of Yitzhak. Minayin shekadosh baruch hu maniach tefillin. How do we know that a kadosh baruch hu wears tefillin? I'm not sure what that means. The kadosh baruch hu doesn't have a guf. How exactly is he wearing tefillin? I'm not sure. How do we know he's wearing tefillin? Shenamara, the pasuk says, Nishba Hashem bimino ubizroa uzo. Hashem swears by his right and by the strength of his row, is usually the left hand. Bimino is at Torah. Bimino, yimin means Torah. Shenamar, mimino eish das lamo. From his right came eish das, which is the Torah, right? Uzroa uzo. And on his other hand, is roa uzo, elu tefillin. That's the tefillin. Shenamar, Hashem oz liamo yitain. Hashem gave oz to his people. So how do we know that tefillin is oz? Uminayin shet tefillin oz heim Yisrael. Heim tefillin are strength to Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Varu kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha." All the amei aretz are going to see the name of Hashem upon you, and they're going to be scared from you. V'tanya Rabbi Lezer Agadol Omer elu tefillin shabarosh. That is tefillin shabarosh. So you see, oz is tefillin, right? And then we see that Hashem has zeroa uzo. He has the oz on his hand. So now, what does it mean that tefillin shabarosh makes them scared? So why are they scared after from the tefillin shabarosh? So Tosos brings down Rashi, Tosos El Tefillin Shabarosh, he says, Lefi sheyish behen rov shem shel Shakai. You have the most of the name of Shakai on the Tefillin Shabarosh. Number one, Shashin ksuva bik kamach v'batim. The shin is actually engraved on the bias. V'adal is beretzuos. You're supposed to have the dalid on the back of the head. It's not a little box, which is like a double dalid, but the regular dalid, that's on the back of the retzuos. But Tosos doesn't like that, because Tosos holds that the retzuos are different than the batim. The batim are actually davar shevakdusha, and the tefillin are ketashmishi kedusha. So he doesn't says he says you can't combine the ritzuos to the bayis. Eliyeh Shlomar, he says elu tefillin shabaros lefishein begavo shel rosh. They're at the top of your head. Simple. People see it. Venirin, and everyone sees it. The shayach bo v'ra'u. That's why pasuk says v'ra'u. Which tefillin do you see? You see the tefillin shabaros. Be'ah tabal tefillin shayad mechusin. You're supposed to have them covered. That's why a lot of people pull the sleeve down over the tefillin shayad. V'iksev l'cha lo'os ayud chayit v'lo l'achem. V'yut l'cha lo'os is the tefillin shayad. It's for you, but tefillin shabaros is for everybody else to see. Okay. So the Amar, back to the Gemara. Amar le'rav Nachum bar Yitzchak rechiv bar Avin. Hani tefillin demar alma. The tefillin worn by the master of the world, Mike Sivuhu. What's written in them? What parshios are written in them? Amar lei, so the Gemara says, it says, Mika amchi Yisrael ve'echabaretz. Who is like you, B'nai Yisrael, a singular nation in the land? The Gemara says, U'mi mishtabechut shabrichu b'shivchot Yisrael. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu really take praise from the fact that B'nai Yisrael are praiseworthy? So the Gemara says, in? Yeah, he does. The pasuk says, this is in Devarim Perek Vav, Es Hashem he'amarta hayom, and then it says Hashem he'amircha hayom. Right, he'amarta is lashon of shvach. Apparently, that the fact that Bnei Yisrael are mishabeach and meromeim Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates as mishabeach Bnei Yisrael. Right, Amar lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You have praised me and you recognize my singularity in the world. The ani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam. I'll also praise you. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. How do I know that you praise me singularly? Because you said Shema Shenemar Shema Yisrael Shema Kemer Shema Chad. Vani says Kam Chativa Achas Ba'olam, and I'll praise you in return. Shenemar, right? The pasuk in Devarim Yomim Umi Kam Chayisrael Goyecha Ba'aretz. Okay, so Amar Leir Vacha Braid the Rav Leir Vashi Tenach Bechad Beita. Well, there are four compartments in the tefillin. So what's written? That's one parsha. What's written in the other three compartments of the tefillin? Right? That's, he says, Bishar Batemai. In the other compartments, what? So Amar Leis, Rav Ashi's Vat, Rav Achra, the Rava, the following psukim are written. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elohim krovim, that's number one. Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim. Ashrecha Yisrael, ohi naso elohim, ulisischa elyon, all these psukim. And he says, wait a second, now we have six. Right? Ihachi nefishi ne tuve batim. You can't have more batim. That's actually the prime example of Baltosif. You can't have more. So what's going on here? So El, I don't know what's going on here. Ella, the pasuk says, rather the Gemara says, the certain of the psukim are very similar to each other and they're placed together in the same bias. Ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, the domin ladadi, that are similar to each other, b'chad besa. They're put into one compartment. So that's one. Ashrach Yisrael, mikam to Yisrael, are b'chad besa. That's two. Ohi nasel okim b'chad besa, and listed uli sitcha elyon b'chad besa. That's only four. You have all four taken care of. The kulik sivi ba'adrei. And all of them are written, Rashi says, Badrei, kol haksuvim halalu, ksuvim bezroa bevayis achas. They're written on the shalyad, on one compartment, as Rashi points out, sh'oshan shalyad, eina el bevayis achas. The shalrosh has the four separate compartments, the shalyad is one compartment, it's all in one roll, so it's when the Kaddish Baruch Hu's tefillin, it's all in one roll. Sorry. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring another memra, of Rav Bar Ada, the name of Yitzhak, talking about davening in a shul. Amar Rav Bar Ada, Amar Rav Yitzhak, Kol Harogil Avol Beisak Neses. Somebody who normally davens in a shul. What does normally mean? How many times? I don't know. V'lo Bar Yom Echad, and one day he doesn't show up. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashilbo. Hashem asks, where is he? How come he's not here? Doesn't mean don't come to a shul. Because if you don't come to the shul, that means Hashem never asks about you. That means you have no relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if you come to the shul, they say, Hashem asks, where did he go? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Mi bachem, who amongst you, Yirei Hashem, those who are fearful of Hashem, Shomei b'kol abdo asher halach ha-shechim, ve'eino galo. They went into the dark, and there's no light for them. Where did they go? Hashem wants to know where you went. The Gemara says, in the bar mitzvah halach, if he had to go, had to leave because there's a bar mitzvah, he has to carpool on Sunday maybe, I don't know, then no galo, then he still gets the light. In the bar rishus halach, but if he went for a dvar rishus, he went because, I don't know, he has a meeting, ain't no galo, then it's not going to be light for him, which happened earlier. Because as the pasuk continues, in Yeshaya, the pasuk says, yiftach b'shem Hashem, v'yishan be'elokav, it says, meaning, my tama, my time, why does he not have darkness, why does he have darkness? He should have had bitachon on Hashem. He should have come to shul and had bitachon by Hashem. The fact that he didn't shows he doesn't have bitachon, so it's not going to be light for him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'shash Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'ba beis haknesses v'lo matzah ba'asara." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul, I guess he comes on time to shul, and he doesn't find a minion there. Miyad hu kaweis. Immediately he gets angry. Shneamar gets upset. Shneamar madua basi ve'ein ish. Why have I come and there's no one is here? Karasi ve'enone, I called out and nobody's answering. I mean, no one's answering because you can't answer a minyan Yishmei Rab, but you can't answer Baruch Hu without the minyan. Amar Rav Chelbo, right? Okay, Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna. Kol hakoveya makom l'tfilaso. Somebody who makes a makom kavua for his tfila, Elokei Avraham be'ezro. The God of Abraham is going to assist him, going to help him. And when he dies, Omrim Lo, they say about him in his hesped, he anav ichasid, woe is to this anav, woe is to this righteous person, v'talmidav shal Avram Avinu. He is from the students of Avram Avinu. So what's this concept of makam kavua, which a lot of people are very, very, very makbid on? Number one, however makbid you are on makam kavua, it doesn't trump being a good guy, which means if someone's in your seat, probably better to leave him there. Talking to them afterwards, don't embarrass anybody.
What do you think about it?
What? That good much in the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So first of all, the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah say that makom kavua only means to daven in the same shul. The whole shul constitutes your makom. Just make sure you have one shul. Shul hopping, he agrees also, is not the best thing. But the Rush says no. A makom kavua means even in your shul, you should be koveya, a place for you to have a makom tefila. Question is why? So similar to what we said before. Because when you go daven, you want to have the optimum amount of concentration. When you're in a familiar place and you're not in a new place, you're set in your area. You most likely can concentrate more, right? The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and some Tzadi Paskins, Yikava Makom Utfiloso, V'lo Yishaneyu Im Lo Letzorach. Don't change it maybe here. Don't change unless you have a need. The ain dive in mashiach lo beis hakinesis laspadel. It's not enough to just have your own shul to daven in, which is what Rabbi Yonah said. Elagam beis hakinesis she kavua, but sarich shiel lo makom kavua. Even in the shul that you daven in kavua, you have to have a makom kavua. That's the rush, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, and even if you're davening in your house, when you're davening at home, you can have a makom in your house, a set place, so you don't get, you know, all the balagan that goes on in your house doesn't upset you. So the Gemara says, for Avram Avinu, so now we say, if you have a makom kavua, you like me talmid of, so Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu had a makom. So minai, right, how do we know? But Avram Avinu, we know Lord the kavu makom. How do we know that he had a makom kavua? The ksiv, because the pasuk says, by yashkim Avram baboker, Avram got up in the morning, el hamakom asher matram. He went to the place where he stood, right? The ein amida el tefila. So amida means tefila. So el makom asher tispal sham it means. He went to the place where he davens. How do we know that amida means tefila? Because the pasuk says, and tell him va'ayamod Pinchas va'yipalel, that Pinchas got up and he prayed. So Avram Avinu had a makom kavua. So we who have a makom kavua are going to be talmid of Shol Avram. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, hayotzim yibes hakneses. So I don't have an answer for this, but Rabbi Yonah asks the question. He says, just because you have a makom kavua, you become like talmid of Avram Avinu. It's a big praise. He quotes a Gemara Maseches Sota that they use this praise on Shmuel HaKatan. Now Shmuel HaKatan is, they say, the Baskel went out and said that Shmuel HaKatan was roi to accept the Shechina, to see the Shechina as much as Moshe Rabbeinu. He said that the sins of the generation didn't allow it. He's called Talmid Shel Avram Avinu. So you just have a seat, the guy, you choose a seat on the chart and sit there all the time. You also become a Talmid Shel Avram Avinu. What's going on there? I don't have an answer. This was a good question. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Chelbo says the name of Rav Huna. Hayotzi beis hakneses, one who runs out from a shul, al yafsiya psiyagasa. You don't run away from the shul. You know, similar idea when Bnei Yisrael ran away from Har Sinai. Ketino kaboreach. They don't run out. Don't run so quickly. Take your time, have kiddush, schmooze a little bit, don't run out. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, which I don't know what's going on, he says, Lo Amaron El Lemepik. It only means when you're leaving the shul. Avalemeyel, but they go to shul, mitzvah lemeharait. It's a mitzvah to run. I don't know, what is he trying to explain? Rav Huna said, when you leave. What's Abaye add? They say, oh, it's only when you leave you can't run. We know that. That's what Rav Huna said. Okay. Shana Amar, the pasuk says, Nirdifa Ladasas Hashem. There's a mitzvah to chase to know the words of Hashem. So run to shul. Amir Rabzera said, Meiresh, originally, you have a chazina lehula rabbanon, the karahiti the pirka b'shabta. Originally, when I saw the rabbanon, they would run to hear the drasha on Shabbos. So now they're running on Shabbos, which is a problem. And they're running to the drasha, which must have been a good drasha. But they're running to the drasha on Shabbos. The karahiti the pirka b'shabta, I mean the kamechal and rabban Shabbos. I thought they would be mechal on Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to take a pasita gas, you're not allowed to take big steps. Or run on Shabbos, right? The pasuk says, "Toshes mishabbos raglecha." Then Maran Shabbos says that you have to, you know, you're walking should not be walking during the week. You should walk nicely on Shabbos. So why are they running? But Kevin is shamina and laha. There will be Tanchum Amr Rishu ben Levi. Then once I heard the drasha of Rav Tanchum, the name of Rishu ben Levi, which was laolam yarutz adam ledvar mitzvah filu b'Shabbos. Someone should always run to a mitzvah even on Shabbos. Shneamar acharei Hashem yeilechu. You should go after the ways of Hashem, ka'ariya yishlach, like a roaring lion, right? You should run like a lion out there, then you have to go after the mitzvah. So then I said, ana namiri hitna, I also now run. Originally I thought it was called Shabbos, but now I do it. Both. Right, and I have here riff in the rush, gorshin with var mitzvah. Either or. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira says, Agra de Pirka Rahata, the Iker Schar of the people who go hear the Drasha is the running to the Drasha, which is a fascinating Rashi over here. Rashi says, Iker Schar, Agra de Pirka, it's on the right side, towards the bottom. It says, Iker Kivul Schar Habrios Haratz Mashmola Drasha, the main reason why people get Schar when they go run to hear the Drasha, Mipir Chacham Hischar Hamarutza. It's a schar that you get for running to there, not the schar about actually learning at the drasha. Why? Shehayirubam einam avinim lahamid girsa v'lomar shmuel piraban la'achar zman sheikav schar limud. Because most people can't repeat what they heard. They don't understand it well enough to repeat what they learned in the drasha, and therefore you don't get schar for the limud. So number one, according to Rashi, most people don't understand the drasha well enough. Number two, in order to get schar limud, you have to understand what you learned well enough to be able to say it over to somebody else. It's a very fascinating Rashi. Amar Abaye says, Ikra dechal duchka, the ikra schar of the people who go to the Yarchei Kala to listen to the Rav Darshik before the holidays, it's the fact that they are squished together. Amar Rava, ikra v'shmaita svara. The ikra schar of learning Torah is to understand the differences is a svara. Not necessarily the bottom line, but understand the svaras. That's what we get the most schar for. Amar Papa, agra d'chitanya shisisuka. The ikra schar of sitting in a vase avel is to be quiet. Just don't speak until spoken to in a vase avel. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra says, ikra d'tanisa sitkasa. The ikra point of a tainis is to do tztaka. The point of a tainis, to not eat. Okay, that's not the ikra point. That's supposed to be over you to do something. You know, many people can go, Baruch Hashem, I have reserves. Many people can go some time without eating. The purpose of the tainus is that the not eating will be order to do something, do tztaka, to do tshuva. That's the ikra schar of the tainus. Amar of Sheshes, agra de hezbeda daluye. The ikra schar that the maspidim get are when they raise their voice in tzart in order to arouse everybody to cry about the niftar. Amar of Ashi, ikra de behilula mile. The ikar schar when you are in at by the chassan is to be mesameach him with words, not necessarily to do crazy dances, but to say something nice to him. That's the ikar schar. Amar Rav Huna. Huna says, Kol hamispalel achorei beis hakneses. Whoever davens behind or in the back of the beis kneses, nikra rasha. He's going to be called a rasha. Shenemar, the pasuk says, saviv rishaim yishalachon. The rishaim are in the circle, are around. They're not inside. They're around. You got to be in the shul. I don't know how. You know, some people daven behind the mechitza when they come in. The women aren't here. Probably not the best thing to do. Come to the shul. Rashi explains a little differently. Rashi says that in those days, so they were in Bavel. The shuls faced west to face towards Eretz Yisrael, but the entrance was in the east. So someone who doesn't turn, who turns around and faces the other way, is achori beis hakneses. Right? Rashi says. Kol piskei beis hakneses hayu b'mizra. The entrance was in the east. V'hamispalel achori beis hakneses ve'inu machzir panel beis hakneses. Doesn't turn around near kikofer. The whole tzibur is davening one way, and he's davening the other way. It looks like he's denying what the tzibur is doing. He's got to do it differently. Right? So Amar Abaye. Abaye says lo amaron. They only said this word that he's a rasha. El de lo mahader apil beknishta. When that person doesn't turn around and face
the front,
right? No mahada apel, he doesn't turn his face to the shul. But if he's right, avam mahada apel beknishta. But if he does face the shul, then he's facing their way. Less lomba. It's not a big deal. So maybe if you're behind the mechitza and you're facing the same way as the shul, it's not a big deal according to Abaye. So ahu gavra. This is a tough story. Ahu gavra de kamatze achor beknishta. That he was davening the wrong way. He was davening the opposite way of the Beis Knesses. Below Mahadra Apil the Beis Knesset, he was behind the Beis Knesses, and he didn't turn his face towards the Beis Knesses. Chalaf Elio Chazieh. So Elio came, Idomili Kitaya, and he appeared in front of this person like he was some merchant. Amar Leh, so Elio Novi says this person, Kidu Bar Kiyamta Kameirach, basically means, do you believe in two Rishuyos, in two gods? You come to Shul, which represents the paying to Hashem, but you're davening a different way, so you daven to somebody else. Like you think they're two Rishuyos. So Sholof Saf Sirei Vikatli. Eliyahu Novi took out his sword and killed him. I don't know what that means. I'm not going there. Amalei Hahume Rabbanon Le Rabbevi Bar Abaye. So one of the Rabbanon said to Rabbevi Bar Abaye, but Amalei Rabbevi Le Rab Nachman Yitzchak, that Rabbevi said to Rab Nachman Yitzchak, my, what's the words of the Pasuk Krum Zulas of Neyadam? Where does that come from? That is the end of the pasuk that we just quoted of Saviv Rishim Yehalechun. The end of the pasuk says Krum Zulus Livnei Adam. So Amar Leh, what does this mean? Krum Eilu Devarim Sheolim Berumo Shel Olam. Krum means Kirum, the highest amount. Zulus, and those are things Bnei Adam is Zalzim Behem. There are these things that are up on Most High, and people are Mizalzim. People don't take them seriously. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lesna, Rabbi Tarvaya, they both say, Kevon Shnitzarech Adam Lebrios, if a person needs support from other people, Panav Mishtanos Kekrum, his face turns red. His face turns colors because it's embarrassing. Shenemar krum zulus bnei adam. Krum, you become, your face turns red, it becomes embarrassing. Zulus bnei adam, when you need support from other people. So my krum, what is krum? He asked Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and said, Amar of echa yesh bekrachkei hayam. There is this one bird somewhere. Ukrum shemo, it's called krum. The cave on shechamaz arachas, and when the sun shines, mishapech lekame givonim, it changes color. So too, the face of the person when he's embarrassed, when you tzorach lebrios, it's embarrassing. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi the Ami Tarvayo, they both said, whoever needs, you know, help from other people, ki ilu nidon b'shnei dinim, he's being judged with two harsh judgments. The eshu v'mayim, he's judged with, it's like being judged with fire and water. Shenamar, the pasuk says, here kafta enosh l'rashenu banu ba'esh uvamayim. So the esh uvamayim, you get it easy, but here kavnu enosh l'rashenu means, because if I have to, somebody else rides upon me, I'm not sure exactly how to touch it, if other people are riding me, or on top of me, meaning I have to be supported by other people, then you judge, then banu ba'esh uvamayim, as if I was thrown into fire and water. Amar Rabbi Chalba Amar Huna. Rechelwa says, "Rav Huna, la'olam yadam zahir b'tfilas mincha." This is a special idea behind tfilas mincha. Why? Sharei Eliyahu, because Eliyahu Anavi, when he was fighting the Nevi Hebal, he was only answered at mincha, right? Because the pasuk says, "Sharei Eliyahu lo ne'ena ella b'tfilas mincha." Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayihi ba'alos ha'mincha." When it came time for the mincha, "Vayigash Eliyahu Anavi v'yomer." Eliyahu Anavi came and he said, he says, you know, answer me, Anini, Hashem, Anini. And then the Batipola Eish, the fire came down, so it was answered at Mincha. Right, because it says, Anini, Hashem, Anini, Anini, Shetari, Eish, Meshamayim. He says, what does it mean, Anini, Hashem, Anini? The pasuk says twice, answer me, Hashem, answer me. Why answer me twice? Because he's given two tefillos. Number one, Anini, Shetari, Eish, Meshamayim. Number one, Anini, answer me that the fire should come down from Shemayim to consume my karbanos. And Anini, Shlo Yomru, Kamaisik, Shafimim. And Davin, that they don't think that it's a Maisik Shafim. I mean, it's not enough to do the right thing, and not enough to prove that you did the right thing. You have to pray that people recognize that you did was the right thing. It's not enough to, everyone can put it into today's context, but you have to, sometimes people, like we said before the other day, people don't recognize the right thing. They don't want to recognize that something happened is either miraculous or something that happened is good. If you don't, we refuse to recognize it for whatever reason, you're not going to recognize it. That's why Leo would Davin, that not only should the miracle happen, but everyone should recognize that it's a miracle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Tfilas Arvis, even Tfilas Mariv is a big schus. Shenemar, because it says by Tfilas Mariv, Tikon Tfilasi Ketoris Lefanecha Masas Kapi Minchas Arif. That's Arvis, I'm not sure how to touch the pasuk. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, At Tfilas Shachris, even Tfilas Shachris, you have to be very careful. Shenemar, Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, Hashem, in the morning you'll hear my voice. Boker erach lechav etzapatzapen. In the morning I'll get up and I'll pray to you and I'll wait. So, bottom line is, shachar and chamar are all very important. Don't be mezalzal in any of them. The Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, Kol hanene misudos chasam ve'en resamcho. Anyone who goes to a wedding and doesn't dance, anyone who goes to a simple chasan and is not misameach the chasan, over b'chamisha kolos, he's mezalzal and he violates these five kolos, these five voices. Because the word kol is mentioned five times by the chasen kala. Shenemar, kol sason, kol simcha, kol chasen, kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos. I find four, right? Kol sason, kol simcha, kol chasen, kol kala, and kol omrim, that's five. The imisamcho, so, and if you are misamech chasen, mascharo, what's your schar, what's your reward? Amar Beshua ben Levi, Zocha LaTorah, Yezochet for Torah, Shenitna v'chamesh kolos. So the Torah was given with five kolos, because the pasuk says, Shenemar, Vayhi b'yom hashlishi v'yosa boker, Vayhi kolos ubrakim, v'anan kaved alahar, v'kol shofar, that's three, right? Kolos, where's that four? Kolos is two, and kol shofar, kol is one, so that's three, right? Then it says, Vayhi kol shofar, and four. Then it says, what?
And that's four, Vayhi Kol Shofar.
Well, it's the next pasuk. The first pasuk is three. The next pasuk is Vayhi Kol Shofar. And the fourth pasuk is the fifth kol, Ve'elokim Ya'anenu B'kol. So the five kolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, they bring down, there are other words of kolos mentioned in Matan Torah. So, okay. So the Gemara says, Ini, right? The Gemara says, V'haksiv V'chol Amru Imes HaKolos. all of them see the kolos. That's number six. So maybe we should get six brachos if you dance with the chassan and kala. The Gemara says, no, osan kolos, those kolos that they heard, osan kolos to kodim matan Torah havu. That was before matan Torah. That was just the pregame show. But in the actual game, there were five. Rabbi Yavo Amar, Rabbi Yavo says, whoever's misameach a chassan, ki ilu hikriv toda. It's as if you brought a korban toda, shene amar, because the pasuk that continues, it says kol saso mikol simcha kol chasam mikol kala. At the end of the pasuk says mivim toda beis Hashem. You bring a korban, it's as if you brought a toda in the house of Hashem. Rabbi Dachamar Yitzchak Amar, if you misameach chasam mikala, ki ilu bana achas mechor v'shu Yerushalayim. It's as if you rebuilt one of the destroyed places, Yerushalayim, shene amar. The pasuk says also in that pasuk, ki ashiv eshvus haaretz kavrishana amar Hashem, because I'm going to return the inhabitants of the land as they were here originally, Hashem says. So to go to a wedding, don't just sit on the side. Be mesameach chasam kala, you get tremendous brachas. The amar Rabbi Chalba, amar Ravuna, right? Kol adam sheish bo yirushimayim dvarav nishmayim. Any person who has yirushimayim, people listen to him. Other people are going to listen to him. Sheyamar, the pasuk says, Sof tavar kol nishma, at the end of it all, esel kim yira, you have to fear Hashem. The pasuk continues, es mitzvosav shemor, keep his mitzvos, ki zekol adam. That's the whole purpose of mankind. So my ki zekol adam, what does it mean this is the whole purpose? Amar of Elazar, Amar of Kodesh Baruch Hu, kol ha'olam kulo nivra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole world is only created for this individual, for this person who has yirushimayim. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar, Shakul Zeh Kinek Olam Kulo. This person of Yerushalayim is equivalent or is equated to the entire world. Rabbi Shimon ben Azay Omer, Amri Lov, Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Nivra, Ella Litzaves Lazeh. The whole world was only created to be part of a Chabura of people who are Yerushalayim. Still don't know where it says that if you're Yerushalayim, people listen to you. Maybe it says Sof Tavar Kol Nishma, that everyone's going to, the Nishma, that means everyone's going to listen to you. Finish the daf with the following lines. The Amr B'chelbo, Amr Avuna, Kol Sheyodeya B'chaveiro, Shehu Ragil Yitein Lo Shalom. If you know that a person always says good morning or says hello to you, Yaktim Lo Shalom. You should be first and say Shalom to him. Shneemar Bakesh Shalom V'artfeyu. Find Shalom and chase after it. V'im Nasan Lo, V'lo Hixir. If someone says Shalom to you and you don't respond, someone says good Shabbos to you and you don't respond, Nikra Gazlan, you're considered a thief. Shene Amar, the pasuk says, Va'atem bi'artem ha'kerem gizelos he'ani bivatechem. So you stole the kerem, you stole from the poor person. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, V'alo af, glass Rashi, V'alo af gizelos asher gizelahi. Why does it say gizelos ani? Stealing from a rich person is also theft. Not to steal. Oh, he has more money, I can steal from him. Not to steal from a rich person either. Elegzelos ha'ani, what are you stealing from a person, from a poor person? He has nothing. What are you stealing from him? Elegzelos ha'ani she'ein lo klum ligzol mimeno ela shalohi lehishiv ha'shlomo. Okay, fit that in. It just, what are you stealing from a person? When you steal, the person has nothing, he's stealing from the fact that you didn't say hello to him. You didn't say, you weren't nice to him. That's the theft from a poor person. So if you don't respond to someone saying shalom to you, it's as if you are stealing from them. Okay, everybody have an excellent day. All right. Yeah.